Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Protesters are expected to greet the nation's Attorney General this afternoon at Georgetown University.
Attorney General Sessions will be speaking at the Georgetown Center for the Constitution about free speech on college campuses. Dr. Heidi Lee Feldman says she's organizing a faculty member protest of the event.
No presidential administration is above the law. And if we want our students to understand that, we have to make that clear when a person who is abusing his position as a legal officer is coming to our campus.
Dr. Feldman says the protest is expected to involve kneeling outside the auditorium where Sessions will be speaking. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republican Senator Susan Collins' decision to oppose the GOP push to repeal Obamacare has left the effort all but dead. Even party leaders concede that their prospects are dismal. South Dakota Senator John Thune says reviving the party's drive now would be a heavy lift. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones joined his players in solidarity at last night's game, locking arms with the players and briefly taking a knee before the national anthem was played. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
This team, this organization, players, coaches, staff, everyone did the right thing. We came together. We had a lot of dialogue talking about what we wanted to do and just our sign or our show of just the unity that we want to bring to in this country and just help everything. That's going on right now. I think we did a great job.
In Birmingham, Alabama, meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence weighed in.
Folks, we've all got a right to our opinions. But I don't think it's too much to ask the players in the National Football League to stand for our national anthem. And I know the people of Alabama agree.
And President Trump tweeted this morning that, quote, big progress is being made. He was referring to the decision by the Cowboys to kneel before the national anthem last night, then stand for the song itself. Who should get the Democratic nomination to challenge popular Republican Maryland Governor Larry Hogan next year? A new poll suggests even the state's Democratic voters don't know the answer to that yet. 44% of those responding to the new Goucher College survey say they're undecided or have no preference among those declared or undeclared. The Montgomery County Council holds a hearing tonight on whether to raise the county's minimum wage. Jaime Contreras with the Service Employees International Union says workers are suffering, and wealthy Montgomery County, he says, can afford a higher minimum.
The wages are not keeping up with inflation. You know, everything is getting more expensive and people are having a harder time affording these things, whether it's food, gas, or clothes, or school, what have you.
The county's minimum wage is currently $11.50 an hour. The council's considering a bill to raise it to $15 an hour by 2020 for most businesses. Authorities have ordered hundreds of visitors to leave much of North Carolina's Outer Banks as they keep an eye on Hurricane Maria, which is already kicking up heavy surf along the southeast coast. Hundreds of visitors have already left Ocracoke Island under a mandatory evacuation order. Authorities warn that high winds and flooding are possible threats as Maria passes well offshore. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,296, the Nasdaq at 63.71. Sports, the Nats extend their franchise record with their 50th road win in Philadelphia. The O's were idler in Pittsburgh tonight. Monday Night Football, the Cowboys beat the Cardinals. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. 877-304-TRADE. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395. I'm still watching these cameras. Slows most of the way now. Edsel Road to and across the 14th Street Bridge, but within the delay in the landmark area, crash reported. So if you're in that vicinity, fire and rescue units were responding. Now, Interstate 95, once you get through the volume through Lorton and Newington, you'll hit the slowdowns to merge onto the inner loop and through Annandale, again from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. The George Washington Parkway slows south of 193 down to the bridges, northbound toward the exit for Spout Run. Now, that's pretty normal. Yes, it's jammed, but we see that every morning. This on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway is not normal. We've had several incidents this morning. Latest one, jams are coming out of town, going northbound BW Parkway out of Riverdale, heading up toward Greenbelt. They've stopped traffic once again. They're trying to intermittently let the left shoulder get by north of 193, where a car went off the road into the woods. Southbound slows out of Laurel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm weather continuing, overcast mixing in with some clear sky this morning, and we'll get more partly sunny sky as we go through the second part of the day. Still warm, but probably not 90s, 85. Some passing clouds tonight, 72, suburbs in the 60s. Clouds and sun tomorrow, maybe a shower, and warm once again up to 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Herndon, 63 in Hyattsville, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. With the health care bill now in trouble, Republicans are now gearing up for release of a tax reform framework. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Hey, guess who's joining us in less than 15 minutes? It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We'll get his take on North Korea and also why he has gone on the stump for Judge Moore in Alabama. And at 8:35 from CNBC, it's Larry Kudlow. He'll give us his take on the health care bill, or lack thereof, and tax reform, if we'll see any. I'm Mary Walters, sitting alongside Vince Colonnese. Morning, Vince.
Hey, good morning. You know, last night, the President of the United States hosted a dinner at the White House with 9 conservative activists. Just 9 out of the entire country. 9 people got to have dinner with President Trump last night. One of them's on the phone with us now, Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union and a regular guest here. Matt, good morning. I hope you're well fed.
Hey, Vince. Hey, Mary. How are you? When you have a meal at the White House, it's really not so much about the food, right?
No, it's probably not, but I imagine that's a nice perk of getting some White House cooking. So tell me.
I will say this about the.
Go ahead.
I wish everybody, especially the president's critics, could spend a couple of hours over a meal with him. He is one of the most gracious hosts. He's funny. He listens. He's a great conversationalist. He's very proud, obviously, to be the president and to be the person who's the caretaker of the president's home. And it's just always a really enjoyable time. And he just loves talking politics and sports and current events. And I think everybody there had a great time.
Does he, in your estimation, obviously by having this dinner, it suggests that he does, but in your estimation, does he care sincerely about conservative ideology and thought and the contributions of conservatives?
Yeah, I mean, I always say, people say, do you think he's a conservative? And I always say that I think after President Obama's, you know, radical agenda, I think it was really a disastrous presidency. Certainly all conservatives believe that. And I think for President Trump, he kind of, it awakened something in him, too, where he just saw these policies as being really bad, obviously for the economy and for job creation, but also for the country. And I think he has conservative instincts. And whenever I've had the chance to sit and talk with him, He asks a lot of questions. He's a very rare politician. Usually politicians just blow at you and talk at you and go through all of their talking points and their point of view. He's the rare politician who actually asks questions and listens.
Can you give me a sense of how what his feelings were on the health care bill that obviously went down in flames thanks to Susan Collins yesterday? Is he disappointed in that process?
You know, during the dinner, it wasn't for sure that she was a no, but of course everyone thought she was a no. I think he's just disappointed. I think he feels like he's an outsider running as the Republican nominee, and the Republicans in the Congress kept telling him, we've got this ball, we've got this, we've got the Obamacare repeal done, we've done this, you know, we've run the scenarios dozens and dozens of times, we've had 40-some-odd votes, you know, we've got it. And I think he's still shocked that Republicans, you know, didn't have control of the situation, that they had some members who clearly who had been disingenuous, that's a kind term there, disingenuous on their desire to repeal Obamacare. And they actually like Obamacare. They actually don't want any part of Obamacare to be repealed. And I think for him, it's just frustrating.
I was going to ask you, is there a sense of frustration on his part? Did you get this sense that you know, hey, I have these great ideas. The people sent me here to do these things, and I can't accomplish them because of Congress.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, I think he's frustrated. I think for those of us who have been involved in Republican politics for a long time, we know how hard it is to get a dysfunctional Congress to actually do big things, and we've been watching that for 15 years. But for him, you know, with Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate, I think he was hoping that they'd kind of get their act together. And I think he's mightily discouraged, but I don't think he's alone. Obviously, everyone around the table is really discouraged in the ability of Congress, certainly the Senate, to do much more than, you know, confirm good people, confirm good judges. But can they really get their roll up their sleeves, and can Republicans stick together, at least just stick together on these big questions? I mean, that is it's a very bad moment for my party.
Matt, Who ultimately gets the blame from this? This is a question I've been asking. Are we going to see fallout in the 2018 elections? I know not a lot of Republicans are up for re-election, but are they the ones who are going to take the heat for all of these failures, or is it ultimately going to wind up on President Trump's doorstep?
Well, that's a great question, and to a certain extent, everybody's in it together. So no Republican office holder is looking good right now with the fact that they can't get things done. But in my travels around the country with the American Conservative Union, we just did an event in Charleston, West Virginia. We did an event in Pennsylvania. We're going to be in Kansas and California and Arizona. I talked to literally, you know, hundreds and thousands of conservative activists. And, you know, what you hear from them is, why can't the Republicans in Congress get in line and support President Trump? And you hear it over and over and over again. I have a feeling that if it comes down to whose failure it is to on Obamacare repeal, I have a feeling that Congress is going to get the blunt of the blame, and I don't think it's going to be pretty.
Matt, you know, I don't want to miss an opportunity here to make some news, so let's try. I want to ask you, is there anything specific that came up last night that you found interesting or exceptional, or was there anything that dominated the conversation as you were there for, you say, hours with the president?
You know, that's a great question, and Vince, I'm going to try really hard not to make news.
Oh, please do. Please, just a little bit for me.
One of the things that I have found as a former White House staffer that you want to get invited back, one and done is not a good strategy. But I think the thing that's interesting is, you know, we talked a lot, obviously, about the NFL and about Confederate statues and about these issues in our culture that, you know, the president does not back away from. And, you know, we had a long conversation about what's going on in society. And the president he is willing to take these stands on things that he really believes in. You can tell. But go back to your question about, does he care about conservative philosophy? I think the more he's president, the more he is being saturated with an understanding of what it means to be a conservative and why we take the positions we take. But when it comes to these things the culture is facing, he just has instinct. And he is just offended at the idea that people won't stand for the flag. He just, you know, he's just never going to back off that issue.
All right, exit question for you, and this one can certainly be on the record. It has to be. What was on the menu last night?
Well, in the honor of Brexit, I think it was beef Wellington.
Oh, look at that. Ooh. Some beef Wellington at the White House. Good for you.
I just want to know if Vince and I, can Vince and I like tag team and split your next plus one?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, like I'll go for the first half, he can go for the second half, that kind of thing.
If we don't do that, at least break some more news for us every time you come back. I really appreciate you stopping by this morning, Matt.
It's a deal. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Nice to chat with you, sir. 8:15 now. Stay tuned because Dr. Sebastian Gorka is going to try and follow that up in a moment. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Marilyn. Boy, it's been a busy morning. One of our latest and serious problems here, trying to get through Bethesda on northbound 355 north of East-West Highway. So northbound Wisconsin Avenue, north of 410 East-West Highway, shut down. Accident involves the overturned car. That's right near the CVS area. So coming north, I would divert at 410 over to Old Georgetown Road, try to avoid trying to get onto one of those side streets again, because it is a mess. Now, southbound side of Wisconsin Avenue approaching East-West Highway, you can get through, but you're checking it out. There is a lot to see. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, I started very early this morning talking about the crash that was southbound. Then we had a number of accidents in the backups. Then we had a couple northbound. Vince, Mary, we had upwards of 8 to 10 accidents on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now, the latest one, northbound and Greenbelt cleared. Now it's about going to be clearing out the delays. 270 a mess out of Clarksburg down to the Beltway. Accident ties up the right lane again with tow truck now at the scene. Busy morning, and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing, a high around 85 degrees. Tonight, some passing clouds, a low of 72. And then tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine. A slight chance of a rain shower with a high around 88 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 71, 8:16 on WMAL.
So, President Trump has gotten involved in the runoff today in Alabama, and he backed one Luther Strange.
I told Luther, I have to say this, if his opponent wins, I'm going to be here campaigning like hell for him.
And that puts him on the other side of the issue from our next guest, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Trump, because he has been stumping for Judge Roy Moore in the primary today. Dr. Gorka, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
So now you're on the other side of this issue. Why did you choose Judge Roy Moore when the president chose Luther Strange?
Well, very simply, because there's only one candidate who represents the president's original Make America Great Again agenda. And as chief strategist for the Make America Great Again coalition, that's the guy I have to campaign for. And that's who I went down to Alabama, to Montgomery, to support. There's one individual in this race called Luther Strange, who's been a lobbyist for 23 years, who was appointed to the Senate by a corrupt governor who had to stand down 3 months later. And on the other side is Judge Moore, who through all his actions in his professional career has demonstrated he understands the founding principles of the Republic, is prepared to stand up for the truth, and wants to drain the swamp. So the choice was a very easy one. It's about the president's agenda, not any endorsement that he was forced into by Senator Mitch McConnell.
And you heard the president right there say that he will back the opponent should Luther Strange lose, which I think is good because then it puts everybody on the same page.
That's the most important soundbite, and I'm so glad you played it. I mean, you can tell the president in his gut, he knows who the real candidate, the real MAGA candidate is in this case, and he knows it's Judge Moore. Why would he say, I think how strange it is that you go down to campaign for one candidate, but then say, oh, by the way, if my guy loses, I'm right behind Judge Moore. So I think that tells you everything you need to know.
It is a pretty amazing thing. You know, if you look at sort of the mainstream coverage of this, much of this is already being prepared to be an indictment of the president's ability to pick a winner. They're saying, you know, you've got a pretty clearly, your candidate here, Judge Roy Moore, set to win 57% of likely voters in a recent poll, while just 41% are supporting Luther Strange. Do you think this is an indictment in any way of President Trump's ability to pick candidates in order to convince people to win?
No, not at all. I think it's an indictment, and it's a real transparent demonstration of the swamp and the swamp dwellers in the GOP. Remember, the president became the candidate of the GOP really by accident. He was as much anti-establishment GOP as he was anti-Democrat. This is a man who wiped the floor with 16 GOP establishment candidates before he beat Hillary Clinton. So the fact that Mitch McConnell has spent more than $10 million of money that could have been spent on far better things of import to the average American for a candidate who's now more than double digits behind Judge Moore, it just tells you that, you know, the president's agenda is what is important, and when Judge Moore wins, he will be vindicated, and he can say to Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, hey guys, let's get back to my original agenda, and that's what's going to happen tonight.
It is interesting to look at the endorsements in this race. I was kind of amazed. The NRA here has endorsed Luther Strange as well. Do you think that's an error on their part, or do you consider them part of that lobbying class?
No, I wouldn't tar the NRA with the brush of being part of the establishment, because they're the first organization that ever endorsed President Trump as a candidate. So, you know, you'd have to ask Wayne LaPierre, but I don't know what's behind that.
I'd like to switch here and go to Rocket Man. And North Korea now saying that the president has declared war on them and that they have the right to shoot down our planes even if they're not within North Korea's airspace. Is this a war of words that's going to escalate, or do you see President Trump stepping back from this?
The president doesn't speak empty rhetoric. He's not about pablum, and he's not about rhetorical escalation. He has made it very clear from the floor of the United Nations General Assembly, as has Secretary Mattis, that they will take whatever means, whatever measures necessary to secure our interests. So, you know, right now North Korea constantly wishes to escalate, but if they threaten us or our territory, action will be taken. And remember the very important words, I think it was 1 week ago, from Ambassador Nikki Haley. She said, if the diplomacy doesn't work, she is more than willing to kick it over, quote-unquote, kick the issue over to Secretary Mattis. None of these individuals should be doubted, and President Trump is not a man to be tested.
I want to ask specifically about that UN speech. I want to make sure I have this right. Were you involved in helping to write the UN speech for the president?
Okay, for the record.
Please, thank you.
Irrespective of what any flunky in a comms shop in the White House says, the original person who wrote that speech, and it wasn't the person who everybody in the media says it is, came to Steve Bannon's office before we left the White House a month ago and sat down with me and Steve to draft out, to lay the foundations for the key topics to be included in that speech. That's the fact of the matter.
Well, it was a well-received speech by some corners. I almost think that the person who did help should probably get some credit here, but you're not going to give the name.
No, I will not. There's very few, you know, really good guys who are part of the original MAGA agenda inside the building. That will change. It is a temporary state of affairs. But right now, we're going to protect our own, and NSC flunkies or comms flunkies should not endanger their position.
Everything you say is always so interesting, even when you're not saying anything. I really appreciate that. Sebastian Gorka, thank you for stopping by once again, Mornings on the Mall.
Great. Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Nice to have you. It's 823 here on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
You know, there's a reason that year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons to trust Frank. This is Vince Colonnaise. When you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate translates to results, real results, for his clients. Consider the story of Peggy and Dave of Hyattsville. They were ready to sell, and they looked to Frank to get the job done. True to form, Frank delivered them an offer in 2 weeks for more than $96,000 over asking price. Whoa. There is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon. Or Frank will buy it. Guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. And now I'm proud to say this. I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to prepare for the future, but its IT infrastructure was stuck in the past. So CDWG orchestrated a converged infrastructure solution featuring Dell EMC technology. It modernized their data center using the industry's most innovative infrastructure portfolio. Servers and storage by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Sun and Ski. On the Georgetown Pike, after you come off of Route 7, watch for a slowdown just to get by the intersection at Springville Road, and that's due to the crash. On 7, no incidents reported, but through Lansdowne, you'll have the volume toward 28 and off and on again 7 as we work up toward the toll road. Again, it's just the thick of the rush hour. We're on full force here. 66, same story, out of Manassas, most of the way up toward Nutley Street. Fairfax County Parkway northbound, just seeing some heavy delays continuing. Boy, as you head past the Burke Lake area, 123, and please tell me, nope, they're not working anything, it's just a delay. Working a lot of incidents. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, it has been a struggle this morning. Currently, lanes are reported open in Greenbelt each direction. Slowing between southbound 198 and Greenbelt Road. Northbound is actually clearing out well, so that looks much better. 270 jammed about an hour and a half out of Clarksburg. Heading off and on down to the Beltway. Accident activity still to the right shoulder. And a quick note again in Bethesda. Northbound lanes of 355 Wisconsin Avenue closed just north of East-West Highway. Don't commit north of 410. Take that detour there at Old Georgetown Road. The biggest ski and snowboard warehouse blowout is this weekend. Sun and Ski's Dilly of a sale. Score huge savings on skis, boards, boots, gear, and sun apparel at Sun and Ski, their seventh corner store in Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in with some clear sky this morning, and we'll go partial clearing as we go through the afternoon, and still warm, but not 90, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Hey, currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 8:26 now on WMAL.
Some nights are special. Some nights, you just know, it's a Maggiano's night. Maggiano's Little Italy is the place to enjoy family-style excellence. From appetizers and salads that always satisfy, to succulent family-style entrees that put smiles on faces around the table. And now, with the new steakhouse menu, Maggiano's is turning up the heat. Sample flame-kissed steaks, perfectly seasoned chicken, salmon, and more from their world-class steakhouse menu. Maggiano's serves it all up along with shareable appetizers and sides to create the perfect experience. These plated meals start at just $69.95 per person and are available at Maggiano's Friendship Heights only. So get them while they're hot. And don't forget to leave room for Maggiano's distinctly decadent New York cheesecake. There's always more for the family at Maggiano's Little Italy. Check out the new steakhouse menu at Maggiano's Friendship Heights. Make it a Maggiano's night tonight.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm here to let you in on a little secret. Fall is the busiest time of year for roofers. It makes sense, right? If your roof is on its way out, you definitely want to get it replaced by winter. Here's another secret. Because fall is the busiest time of year for New Look Home Design, we're able to negotiate incredible bulk deals for manufacturers, which we're able to pass on to you for a very limited time. If you book a new roof from New Look Home Design now through the end of September, I can get you 50% off all the materials used on the job. We really strong-arm the manufacturers, and 50% off materials is one of the best deals we've ever been able to bring to customers. We've been in business for 14 years and have done over 30,000 jobs. That kind of volume gets great prices. Give us a call at 800-279-5300. Again, that's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com to get 50% off all roofing materials.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates, all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Okay, tax reform is next on the agenda now that health care appears to be dead. And there's one guy I know that is so obsessed with tax reform. His name is Larry Kudlow, and he's going to join us in a second to break down what we can actually expect in the tax reform agenda coming up.
That sounds great. Maybe he'll tell us why the health care bill failed, his take on that.
He might have answers to literally everything. 8:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. It's primary election day in Alabama as two GOP candidates for U.S. Senator vying for the seat once held by now Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
This is a race that perfectly illustrates the fight for the soul of the Republican Party. On the one hand, we have President Trump, who has taken a huge gamble throwing his support behind the establishment candidate, Luther Strange, a former Washington lobbyist. And on the other side, we find Steve Bannon supporting the very controversial Judge Roy Moore. They held their own rally last night.
Correspondent Alex Marquardt. The GOP health care plan is in critical condition.
Three GOP senators say they'll vote against the Graham-Cassidy bill. And if that happens and no Democrat votes yes, the bill won't pass the Senate. Co-sponsor Senator Lindsey Graham isn't giving up.
We're going to press on. And it's okay to vote. It's okay to fall short, if you do, for an idea you believe in.
If the bill doesn't get through before the end of the week, it will then risk needing 60% of the Senate's votes to pass. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
More than a year ahead of Maryland's election for governor, it appears the contest for the Democratic nomination is wide open. A new Goucher College poll finds that 44% of Maryland Democrats surveyed say they are undecided or have no preference when asked who they would support if the election were today. A Northern Virginia lawyer has been indicted on charges that he helped his wife embezzle more than $650,000 from the campaign fund of Virginia Senate Minority Leader Richard Saslaw. And one of the more notorious recent White House fence jumpers is getting probation, not prison time. Last March, Jonathan Tuan Tran is the one who jumped the fence and went undetected on White House grounds for more than 15 minutes. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,296, the Nasdaq at 6371. Sports sponsored by Liberty Mutual, the Cowboys beat the Cardinals on Monday Night Football. Baseball, the Nats beat the Phillies, the O's had the night off. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense. And they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, you get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
Your heart is amazing, pumping 2,000 gallons of blood through your body every day. But if something goes wrong inside, like a valve problem or a structural or congenital heart defect, you'd want the region's leading team of cardiac physicians at your side. Like the specialists at MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Recognized nationally by U.S. News & World Report, Our team approach to structural heart disease is one of many reasons for our national recognition. For 10 years, we've participated in every major clinical trial for TAVR, an advanced minimally invasive approach to aortic valve replacement. And we've performed more of these procedures than any other team in the Baltimore, Washington region. We have the experience you can trust. When you need an expert structural heart team, don't miss a beat. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/structural heart or schedule an appointment at 202-877-DOCS. That's 202-877-DOCS.
Early bird gets the worm.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Okay, maybe there's a little more at stake than a slimy old worm. In fact, I'm certain of it. With an early bird furnace tune-up with my stand-up guys here at Snell, there's a lot more at stake. How about lower energy bills? How about true peace of mind? I know, right about now, that first crisp, cold night of the fall, probably the farthest thing from your mind. When that first freezing night rolls around, will your furnace start up without a hitch? Will it keep running strong all night long? Only one way to be absolutely certain. Book your visit from the stand-up guys from Snell. And once your tune-up is done, you can rest easy knowing your system got the seal of approval from the stand-up guys. Just $79 for a limited time. But don't wait till our dance card is full and everybody's old furnace is giving up the ghost. Book a visit with the stand-up guys from Snell.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, you're first. Let's begin Sterling on 606 Old Ox Road. Northbound, very slow to just get past Overland Drive, and that's due to the crash. Watch for police direction there. On the Georgetown Pike, if you're coming inbound Georgetown Pike, it's going to be the accident at Springvale Road, and that's under police direction. Crash, Virginia Beltways and Tyson's Inner Loop as you come up toward 123. Maryland, it has been a struggle, and that's an understatement. 270, still huge delays as you come south of 109 off and on down to the Beltway where we had the crash at the spur. That's been over to the shoulder for a while. Getting reports of a crash in the backups near 370, and that happens all the time. So you just really need to allow extra time because it's going to be a while to clear these 270 delays out. You want to have patience, so give yourself plenty of spacing there as well. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, accidents, and we've had multiple accidents between Laurel and Greenbelt cleared for now. Now just about clearing out the delays. Wisconsin Avenue, Bethesda, northbound still shut down north of East-West Highway. Car overturned. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mix in with some clear sky, then partial sun this afternoon. 85. Tonight we'll break up the clouds a bit more. 72. Suburbs a little cooler. Wednesday, slight chance of a shower with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Very warm. 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Centerville, 70 in La Plata, 71 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Okay, good morning. Tuesday morning here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter. Pleased now to be joined by Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show on WMAL. That's Saturdays at 7 p.m. Also the author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. So many plugs for our Larry Kudlow. Thanks, Larry, for joining us again.
Thank you very much for reading my resume.
I insist upon it. as long as it can make you a little money, go buy that on Amazon. So Larry Kudlow, you know, the healthcare bill looks like it's collapsed. Should Republicans stop wasting taking runs at this thing, or should they continue to try and repeal Obamacare?
Well, look, it doesn't look great, but you still have a couple of days. I think September 30th is Saturday. So they basically got, basically it comes down to one senator, as I can tell, and that is Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. And he's a conservative. He's not going to get everything he wants. Nobody got everything they wanted in this. The main issue here is paring back Obamacare. This is just my point of view, paring back Obamacare, removing the mandates, block granting it to the states. I think those are all good, good first steps to rolling back Obamacare. And mostly, you know, if Obamacare stays right behind it, looming, lurking, is single payer. So I would think Rand would be more sympathetic, but I was told yesterday he's not, and that he's going to vote against it. I think Senator Murkowski is going to vote in favor of it. So you need a vote. They need one vote. All right, they lost McCain. They lost Susan Collins. And they've lost Rand Paul. If you could get Senator Paul back, you'd have it. And you've got 5 days to do it. Is it five? What's today? Tuesday? This thing ends Saturday. That's the the expiration of the FY17 budget. So we will see. I don't know. I frankly don't know any more than you probably know.
Right. Yeah, Rand Paul saying that this is going to set up a perpetual food fight if block grants go through, seeming to suggest that maybe they don't want... Maybe he senses there could be some corruption in that formula.
Oh, there could always be corruption in any formula. I mean, I think the key point here is, I'm not sure, Rand is a friend of mine. He's a good guy. He's a smart man. But Obamacare itself is a corrupt program. And the point here is that premiums rising sky high, you never were able to fulfill the promise of keeping your doctor and keeping your insurance plan. They never fulfilled the promise of enrolling the young millennials. Therefore, they never had enough money to finance the elderly and so-called pre-existing. And they would get rid of the biggest mandates for employers, employees. That's pretty good right there, by the way. And that has nothing to do with corruption. That probably just make premiums come down. So I'm not sure I understand Rand's point here. That's, I guess, it ain't perfect. Nobody ever said this was perfect, but it'd be a giant step towards rolling back national health care, towards rolling back, you know, state-run health care. That's the way I've seen this thing. It doesn't deal with all the tax hikes. I get that. Spending is still pretty high, although I think it's about $150 billion less. The one thing missing here, I don't know whether this would affect Senator Paul or not, You're going to have some kind of spending savings from this as you block grant and sort of redistribute the Medicaid money.
Well,
and that's a good thing. It's a tricky thing. I wish the Republican Party would just come out and say they act and guarantee people with pre-existing conditions, they will guarantee, in this case, if the states don't do enough, the federal government would come step in and guarantee it. We're a generous country, and this is a kind of soft entitlement that they could do. It's a safety net program. I just wish the Republican Party would say that, because I think that would win them more votes, and I think that would win them more support across the country.
Larry, given the Republicans' inability to come together and get health care across the line as of right now, do you have any hope for them to be able to tackle successfully health tax reform?
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of hope. I think the tax reform side is doing very well. You'll probably hear today and tomorrow, the Group of Six is going to put out what I'm told is pretty specific memo on what they've agreed to. And you'll get a corporate rate, you're going to get the repatriation rate, you're going to get the business investment rate, the expensing of business investment. Apparently, they're going to run the income tax rates and the doubling of the standard deduction. I mean, that's a massive pro-growth bill, and what I gather is there's not a lot of controversy inside the GOP. White House working well with the House and Senate. Now, we'll see, but I don't think defeat in health care. In fact, I probably would take the other side of that trade. If they do lose health care, they'll have even greater incentives to successfully formulate a pro-growth tax cut. So I think, I take that side of the trade. They know they're going to have to deliver. And look, the economy's, it's still growing at a 2% trend line. So this tax cut, with its incentives, in my opinion at least, will generate 3% plus. And you're going to tack on $2.5 to $3 trillion of additional tax relief. The way I prefer to look at it is you're lowering tax rates at the margin, providing incentives on the last dollar earned, the last dollar invested, the last risk taken. That's the way to do it. I think that's what they're going to do. Mnuchin's in there pitching. Trump's pitching. Trump's the only guy in Washington, D.C., except when I'm there, who still wants a 15% corporate tax rate. I love it. I just love the guy. He's the only guy, unless I come down on the Acela.
Yep.
And my pal Steve Moore's down there. He wants 15%. I think Mark Meadows of the Freedom Caucus still prefers 15%.
All right.
They can do that.
Larry, thank you. I think it's a bipartisan agreement. We all want our taxes cut. I hope that would be anyway. Larry Kudlow, thanks for joining us as always.
Pleasure.
Talk to you next week. Sir, 844 here on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Fred looks 20 years younger.
Fred?
My next-door neighbor. You guys were there yesterday.
He wanted to wear my hat.
20 years younger.
All you have to do is point,
and whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
Let's get rid of that, and that, and that.
Will there be anything else?
I feel amazing.
Spread the word, ma'am. We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse, with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. As Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. Don't miss the other incredible savings. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, they've got a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Not out of the woods yet with this very heavy, slow rush hour accident on the Virginia Beltway in Tyson's Interloop as you come up toward 123. Still watch fire and rescue units. Additional units were arriving there. 270, the slow go continues. Clarksburg to the Beltway, about an hour and a half still with that trip. The first accident at the 270 spur was confined to the shoulder. Tow truck had to block the right lane again. Then we had an accident in the backup with those frustrated delays. Now, better in Greenbelt. Northbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you can use it without any delay now. Crash, northbound B-Dub north of the Beltway, gone, as are the delays. Heavy each direction, though, through Laurel. So a little bit of a recovery for sure. On Route 32, that's jammed going eastbound past I-95 for the crash. Heading into town, let's get you southeast-southwest freeway so you know. It's the volume each direction coming off the 11th Street Bridge and out of Virginia. Continuous delay out of Landmark to and over the 14th Street Bridge. But lanes have been open there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rain today, not much right on through tomorrow. Just a slight chance of a shower. It will stay very warm for this time of year. The average high is 76. Almost past that quickly this morning. Clouds mix in with some clear sky, then partial sun this afternoon. 85. Tonight we'll break up the clouds a bit more. 72. Suburbs a little cooler. Wednesday, slight chance of a shower with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Very warm. 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees at DCA, 847 on WMAL. Okay, so Sean Hannity returned to 9 o'clock last night on the Fox News Channel. So he was back at 9. He was joined by Steve Bannon. So that was a good first get for his first 9 o'clock show back in that time slot. Heard him describing himself, by the way, on Tucker's show as, like, I can't believe I'm the last man standing from the old Fox News primetime lineup. He's all that's left. Even his old co-host.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, crazy. So many people have left, and Sean Hannity's been there all along. He credited Tucker with keeping the network strong in primetime, and now he's taking the 9 o'clock position. The rest of the week is going to be a pretty good guest list for him. Tonight, Bill O'Reilly returns to Fox News, appearing on Sean Hannity's show.
Interesting.
They're going to break bread on the air. I think Sean has gone out of his way in his discussions with Bill to tell him, he's like, look, I know we've knocked heads in the past, but no hard feelings. Happy to have you. This will be exciting. So Bill is doing Tuesday tonight. And then, let's see, the rest of the week is interesting, too. House Speaker Paul Ryan on Wednesday. Boy, that will be something, especially with Hannity going. He's so all in on Trump. It'll be interesting to see where he is when he has this conversation with the Speaker of the House. On Thursday, radio host Rush Limbaugh, WMAL's own Rush Limbaugh, joins Sean Hannity, which is good. And then on again on Monday night this week with Steve Bannon. So that's an interesting list of guests, and great gets all along.
Yeah, real heavy hitters. You're absolutely right, and all in 1 week, which is pretty interesting as well. So good for Sean. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, and I think he's pretty pumped about all of this. Megyn Kelly, by the way, speaking of former Fox News primetime hosts, Megyn Kelly has kicked off her new Today Show hour. She's that new sort of hour during the Today Show. I think it's around 9 or 10 o'clock
yeah,
or so.
Yeah, they took it out of the last hour, yeah.
That they're airing this thing, and it was all hugs and kisses. This is a completely different Megyn. Listen to this. This is her opening the show.
And I was missing too much of it, you know? I was missing too much of them. I was missing too much of Doug, and I was missing too much of myself. And I knew I needed to make a change. And then came 2016. So much division, so much outrage, and I wasn't happy, but I was scared to change. For I dreamed of hosting a more uplifting show, but how? Where? What? And so as I often had since the day my dad died, I asked him for a sign of what I should do. But this time, no signs seemed to come.
Yeah, she went on to say that she had an NBC meeting and got this show. Listen to this.
I had my first meeting with NBC News, who, lo and behold, offered me a job. Hosting a program whose mission would be to deliver hope and optimism and inspiration and empowerment and to have...
She had such an enthusiastic show. The Daily Beast reports Lloyd Grove. He referred to it as a veritable orgy of cuddling, squeezing, clenching, and grasping as the 46-year-old Kelly determinedly demonstrated how adorably endearing and, yes, affectingly vulnerable she can be. So this is the Oprah transformation here. This is going from news reporter to daytime, huggable, lovable host.
You know, she also came out at one point in one interview and said, this will not be Trump TV. So you're right. She's going for the whole Ellen, Oprah type thing.
They say her husband surprised her with flowers. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. 851 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Getting old ain't easy. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A lot of older adults struggle with chronic pain, and a new study out of UCSF finds a link between that pain and an increased risk of dementia. The researchers weren't able to figure out exactly why, but they offered two ideas. An increased dementia risk could be caused by the painkillers, such as opioids, they said, which people are taking in greater numbers. It could also be that the experience of pain somehow compromises the brain's ability to encode memories and other cognitive functions. No matter what the cause, this study is further evidence that just about everything in our bodies and our minds is connected in one way or another. To really live a long, happy, healthy life, you've got to focus on taking care of yourself as a whole. While dementia isn't always preventable, pain is treatable, and not always with a prescription pill. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
every class that I had apply to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required. Classes start October 4th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten now in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I need to start with the good news, Vince. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway is moving. It has been a crazy morning there. Number of accidents now gone. Northbound delays in Greenbelt gone, as is the crash, so you're good to go even inside the Beltway there. Each direction heavy in Laurel, southbound the most from 198 to 197. So that's the scoop there. 95 delays before the ICC to join the Beltway. 32 commuters. You still want to avoid between 29 and 95 because that's jammed eastbound to the crash on 32 east after 95. 270, still very heavy. Clarksburg off and on down to the Beltway. Two separate accidents still causing those backups. And the Virginia Beltway, listen closely here as you come out of Springfield. It's a continuous backup to the crash in Tyson's. Multiple cars involved, and it looks like everything's to the shoulder. The VDOT truck is still blocking the right lane. So they still have the right lane blocked, but making some improvement here. Interloop at 123. Update is sponsored by Ticked. Want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Ticked. Visit TIKD.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in with some clear sky this morning, and I think we'll go partial clearing as we go through the afternoon, and still warm, but not 90, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, sorry.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The people around you are getting wise. You have a problem and everybody knows it. Your addiction is destroying your life. How many friends will you lose? What's next? Your job? Your family? Your life? You've got one shot at this. Make your first call count. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now at 800-900-7783. Banyan Treatment Centers can help you find the right treatment program, help with family interventions, and even travel arrangements. You or your loved one can be enrolled in the right treatment program today. Make the phone call. Get into treatment today and save your life. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now at 800-900-7783. Addiction specialists are ready to help you or a loved one now. The consultation is free and completely confidential. Do something while you still can. Call Banyan Treatment Centers now, 800-900-7783. That's 800-900-7783.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
All right. Well, that was a good one. Good job, Mary.
Oh, thank you. I'll come back tomorrow.
You know, we've got these tax reform details going to be breaking probably today or tomorrow. And, of course, in Alabama, we've got that runoff election. Find out if it gets strange down there or if we'll just get more of the same. Or I don't know. Whatever. That was a weird way to say all that. It doesn't matter. Would you rescue me, Chris Plant?
This is what I'm saddled with, Chris. I would just like you to know that.
No.
Now a few moments of silence.
How about that Bradley Chelsea Manning trying to get into Canada? You see this story?
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Manning tried to get into Canada. They wouldn't let Bradley Manning in because, you know, coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.